otherwise known as Face Nurse Sarah.
My name is Joni. I am the owner of Enhance Cosmetic and Wellness. And together we are joining forces to bring you Scratch the Surface. Welcome back.
Yeah, wow, long time no see.
Episode 3.
So good to be back. We would love to know what your thoughts were on episode 2. Today we're kind of staying in the same lane, but we really want to, I guess, give you some thought conjuring ideas as to what else you could be thinking, doing, strategizing, looking at as far as your business in the future. I'm just going to ask you first off, what have you noticed in the last 12 months as far as your business, client bookings, client retention, numbers of bookings per day, client spend, all of the things that make your business go around? What have you noticed, if anything, if there's been any change?
I think, as most people are aware, people's ability to spend money has definitely changed. Mm. I feel like a lot of people post-COVID had a bit of money, now they necessarily don't. But I feel like that's had a big change on overall spendings, which for us, it sounds bad, but we are at the bottom of the tier of going to spend. If you've got some spare cash, some people feel like that's where they need to save it. So it has had a negative impact over the last couple of, I guess, months. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the reason why we created this podcast was to, I guess, delve a little bit into deeper as to what we can do to change that or at least make it a little bit better. Mm. So I guess last episode we spoke about why it could be quiet and what we could be doing. But I guess today we're going to go into a little bit about what we should be doing to retain it in the future.
Mm.
I feel like people's spending has been very, very different in the last couple of months because people are a little bit, I guess, unaware of what may happen in the future. So people are treading a little bit lighter, but I guess coming into Christmas, people also let their hair down a little bit and go, okay, well, it's now time to spend some money on me. So future-wise, I guess for me, it's more about just trying to retain that client, create a treatment plan that they can have access to, but also I can have access to. So when they do have that money to spend, that they know this is what they're planning for. Mm-hmm. I think future planning as a business, but future planning as a patient is huge.
Mm. Yeah, and I guess maybe a little bit same, but a little bit to the contrary. What I have found is my long-term clients, I feel like they will eat beans on toast and they will not give up their sprinkles and their appointments with me. But they might be spacing them out a little bit longer. They might be putting it off until they've got an occasion that they want to be glowing for. So from the perspective of client retention, I think I'm still strong there, but definitely seeing a change in
how often
frequency of bookings. And absolutely, hands down, the biggest change that I've seen across my business has been the fluidity of bookings rolling in without me needing to do much more than get on social media. So that's where we really spoke to our marketing and the importance of marketing and really being on top of your data. Mm-hmm. We did speak to that quite a bit on the last episode. And today I wanted to open up a little bit more to the future. I don't feel like this is a passing time. I feel like this is the new way of business for me anyways. And I think, you know, looking back at July when I really sat quite uncomfortably in it compared to now where, you know, if my days are looking quieter, I know that I've got to do more. Mm. I've got to be working on my business. For me, now is not the time for me to be I have just come back from Bali, admittedly, but it's not time for me to be sitting back. I'm not that person to be sitting back just waiting for Christmas will come and everything.
Yeah.
I've got bills to pay, you know, and everything falls on my shoulders.
Yeah.
So I am extremely proactive in what I do for every dollar that comes into my business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to open up the change in landscape, and you know what? Let's even just learn from our past behaviors of what have worked and our wins, but now let's put on our future hats and mm-hmm. think, okay, for the next 12 months, every time you look at your calendar, it's going to look like it does today, which, you know, I'm going to paint the bleakest picture. You might have two clients booked in. How are you going to survive the next 12 months? What are you going to do now
yep.
to enrich your business life
yep.
so that you're not feeling like you're about to be swallowed up by the dark earth? Because that's how it does yep. feel.
For me,
at times,
marketing, which we touched base on last week's episode, is huge. So implement your marketing. Mm. If you're not implementing your marketing, then please do. Because if you are quiet now and you're not marketing, you're going to be quiet in the future. Your clients will forget about their appointment. Mm. So it is your responsibility to market so they are reminded. But I also...
Let's talk then about automations. The power of automations and what you can set up in your back ends of mm-hmm. pretty much every CRM system, all your client management tools, they've all got these capabilities. You should be the master of knowing what automations you can set up to future navigate, I guess, your clients towards those booking systems.
Yep.
So
what marketing do you do via your...
Yeah, sure. So I guess like from your top end, your top layer is your social media. So my Instagram, everything that I post has strategy behind it, whatever that may look like. But everything is guiding the new client towards see, like, and trust, or know, like, and trust who I am as a brand, to then leading them to the most easiest path to book in with me. So now we've got automations that I'm in the process of setting up with, like, ManyChat. I don't mm-hmm. know if you're across ManyChat. I actually used to use ManyChat when it first came out years ago, so it's not new to me. It is your automated, like, bot systems, which were so heavily frowned upon mm. when they first came out 5 years ago. But now, let's face it, everyone wants an answer yesterday or as immediate as they put out the question to the universe. They want that answer now. Well, guess what? Your chat bots can create those answers. They can have those smart conversations with the clients where the client would have no idea that they're actually talking to a bot, though we're all pretty clued onto it now. But it's leading them down the most straightforward route to getting in front of you.
Yep.
So what that looks like is a code word, for example. Glow Up is in my Insta bio, and it's the conversation starter. So, and it works. It actually works. People yep. will then comment or DM Glow Up. I had a male DM Glow Up the other day. I don't get many male clients, I'll admit.
Really?
No.
50% of my clientele is males. I specialize. I hold myself to say that I inject majority males.
Wow. That's where they're all going. Well, I certainly don't. I probably have, I'd say probably even 2% of my audience would be male. So I had a male inquiry, or just, he just code worded Glow Up, started the conversation. Within a few hours of that first conversation, I was then on a virtual consultation with him. I was quoting him for a package of skin needling and, also this and this and this treatment, about $1,800 worth of treatment that I quoted. He's now booked in and booking secured with confirmation of CC card, yep. everything. And that's happening tomorrow. So I will absolutely say that I find it really, I get a bit like, what do you mean your social media is not working for you? What do you mean you don't get bookings from your Instagram? I'm sorry, but it's not an Instagram problem. It's a you and your messaging and your clarification in your message to get those bookings. Your Instagram should be absolutely goddamn working for you. I'm not spending all that time on there to not be getting a result or ROI.
Yeah. And I think if my website has an AI chat box in it, it goes, you're on our website, how can we help you? They know, anyone who's on my website knows that that's not me at 2 o'clock in the morning responding to your messages. However, if they have a question and they're on your website at whatever silly time it is and they ask that question box and an AI replies back, they know that that's come from genuine information as well. So use it to your advantage. And I think anyone in this day and age at the moment knows how far advanced AI is becoming.
Yeah.
AI is our new future. And if you're not using that in your business now, then get used to it because it's going to have to happen quite quickly.
Yeah, do not go hiding behind it.
It's scary, don't get me wrong.
I mean, it's what I've been doing this year is deep diving into marketing and getting across your ChatGPTs and your AI, because I want to be I'm nowhere near even ahead of the time, but at least I know what these things are, I guess to some extent, capable of doing.
Yeah, and we have this education and like at our fingertips.
Yeah.
And if they're asking a question, which both Sarah and I, we get flooded with DMs on the regular about what's this, what does this do? It takes half an hour to an hour's worth of my time to reply back to that, to send you information. But if it's all loaded and pre into your platform and your system, and it's just automated to that person that sends a message, that saves an hour of my time, which allows for me to have another hour in the clinic with my clients.
Whereas I even swipe all of that, and all I want is for them to get on a virtual consult with me. That's it. And if the person is not prepared to get on a virtual consult with me, then that's fine. I'm not the person for them. They'll come to me because they've been sussing my work. They've stalked me for long enough. I've got the credibility with them. They then need to take that next step to book in for that virtual consult. So I have made the consultation process
easy.
So, so super easy.
If you do not have a virtual consultation process as part of a service treatment that is on your website to book in,
that is your number one piece of homework.
Yep. I know for a fact that, especially look at going to the doctors, if I'm sick and I need antibiotics, by the time I come out of work, find a car park, go and wait in a doctor's surgery, and they're normally 20 to 30 minutes behind anyway, I've now wasted a couple of hours of my day when, if they had had a virtual appointment, I would have just done telehealth. Yeah. And I guess that's one thing that we can bring from the past to the future, is that is one thing that will work for us, is it's convenience. It is so much more convenient to be on your phone with a via FaceTime or Skype or via, I guess, a virtual consultation platform to consult. And it's the easiest thing. You can do it in the comfort of your own home. You could do it in between clients in your clinic. Virtual consultations, it is the best thing you'll bring into your business.
Well, I mean, the next step in my business is your first point of call to see me across any of my six locations will be via a virtual consultation. It could be as simple as a FaceTime just off the phone. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a Zoom. It doesn't have to be all fancy pants. It's not like that. But the other thing that I will be doing is introducing a fee for in-person, in-clinic treatment planning.
Talk to me about that. Talk to me your process and your thoughts behind that.
Yeah, well, look, I reserve the right for my older new clients that might, not that they'd be listening, but, you know, like, I also still have a heart, and I do know that people still would prefer to come into clinic. Mm-hmm. Well, most people would still prefer to come into clinic.
Yeah.
But I just think now, post-COVID, everyone being so aware of how to use Zoom calls, I can do a great consultation via Zoom. Mm-hmm. Does it mean that it's down to the point as to where I'm going to be injecting or how many mils or how many units or exactly? No, but that's not the process. The process is, I guess, to nurture a warm lead so that then once they're booked in for in-clinic consultation, they know what they're going to be outlaying as far as spend goes.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be any surprises.
No.
They're not going to feel sold to either. They're not going to feel that pressure. All of that's taken off them. So then they're actually walking into their appointment quite excited because they already feel like they know me.
They've already got
that relationship going. Yeah. So it's actually not a negative thing. And then, yeah, servicing those that don't want to jump on a Zoom call. Yes, I'll still have the consultation there as an option. It will be an extended consultation, maybe to say 45 minutes for a full treatment planning consultation. And I might charge, you know, $100 or whatever for that. And that would then be redeemable off their actual treatment. So these are things that I'm toying with to play smarter with my time. And to be honest, like, pushing myself more as the expert.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not here to, you know what, how many times do we show up to clinic and for a free consultation, they're the first ones that will no-show on us.
Yep.
They and don't respect our time.
And this is what I wanted to touch on today. Okay, when you first get into the industry, it might be hard to push this, but please, in the future, a deposit for your appointment, even if it is a consultation. Now, all my consultations, whether they are virtual or in clinic, a little bit different to Sarah, mine are complimentary. However, 9 times out of 10, they will rebook in for a treatment, whether that's the next day, on the day, or in a month's time. They have to pay a deposit. That not only, again, solidifies your professionalism, and it goes to show that you are someone whose time is very valuable. If you are not willing to spend $50 for a deposit, then we technically don't even want you in the clinic anyway. Because pretty much. If you're not willing to pay $50 for a deposit for a treatment that you want to get done, then you're not going to really come in for that. And this is where you'll find your, I guess, percentage of no-shows or your percentages of cancellations will go down because people have already paid that $50. And my clients forget that they paid that $50. So come their treatment day, I'm like, oh, you've got $50 on your file due to your deposit. They're like, oh, really? I should have spent an extra $50 because people forget about it. $50, it's a week's worth of coffee, which in the grand scheme of things doesn't sound all too fabulous, but use your deposits. Again, it solidifies you as a business, but it also makes sure, allows for your client to know that your time is important.
Yeah. My clients, they won't even get confirmed unless their credit card details are in. My system, being fresher, works a little bit different. I card capture for every single client. They then are confirmed from that confirmation, and there's no money debited until I process payment at the end of their treatment. But there is certainly a box that they tick, and that box says that any changes in the appointment time within 48 hours, they will forfeit 50% of whatever the treatment cost has been.
Which sounds crazy, but if you do not have a cancellation policy, it will save your life.
Need to have, and that includes against your free consultations. Hey, another idea that I've also had as far as consultation goes is, what about even for, say, your skin consults, your first consultation actually includes, it might be a 30-minute express facial, but you could market that as your consultation actually includes your facial. So that might be an $89, a $99, whatever it wants to be.
Yeah, $49 micro.
But also think about it, that gets you fingers on their face for them to feel and experience your touch, for you to then be talking more from your expert level.
Yeah.
You know, these are all the things that I'm constantly thinking about and evolving. In my practice, for example, for skin consultations, I'm not sitting there with a pen and paper. They are flat. I'm wiping off their makeup or whatever.
Having a look.
I am straight in on their face and they love it. Because I had such problematic skin myself and I was constantly in and out of skin clinics, if I had to sit there and go through the same freaking boring questions, sorry, I know that they're necessary questions. I'm not saying that you're not still asking those questions, but you can certainly have it in a lot more conversational, comfortable, really different, I guess, type of way.
Environment.
You don't need to be sitting on the chair and them on the bed to be able to.
Because if they were going to do that and have a full-on consultation process where they're on the bed and you're in the chair and you're looking at them, they could have just gone to their doctor and their GP and gotten some medication. They have come to you because they want you to look further into their skin because what they're currently doing is not working. if you are having a skin consultation and they've come in from work and they've gone, oh, I've got to go back to work, you have to let them know, I'm going to pop you down on the bed, I'm going to take your makeup off, and I'm going to delve deeper into what the actual concern is. If you're doing a half-assed consultation, your client's
don't bother.
No.
Hold yourself to a higher standard and...
they'll appreciate it.
Yeah, they really do. Like, clients, when they first come in, and I literally straight up just say, there's no pen and paper around here. I've got all of your details. I just want to double check. No allergies, no sensitivities. Have you ever had a flare-up with your skin? Great. If you don't mind, I'm just going to get straight into
having
your actual skin consultation, which is me, yeah. Hands on your skin to really look and feel, see what's going mm-hmm. on. And I just want you to tell me what's been the history behind your skin,
yeah.
your concern, and where you're wanting to go with your skin goals. Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, take, whilst you've got that client in your chair, it may be the first and it may be the last time, but make sure that session is memorable for them.
Yeah, like if you know your shit, show them that you know your shit.
And that...
and how good you are with...
yeah.
You know what? It's
the amount of times I've gone, I'm so tired, I'm going to go get a massage, but I can't be bothered. I then go get a massage. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to do that every week. Like, that was the best thing. Same with when someone else takes your makeup off and has a closer look at your skin. You do not need to sell yourself if you just do your job. Mm. If you do your job alone, your client will go, oh my God, you know what? That was, even though that was a quick 20-minute facial, my skin has never felt softer.
Yep.
What products do you use? Oh, we actually use these products. You know, it's three for $150. Oh, perfect. I'll take them home. Even if they don't come back for a skin treatment, at least you've already sold three products.
And now on another, I guess, contrary side of the fence from me and my clients, this year I've actually started recommending some of my strongest recommended brands just at Chemist Warehouse. Don't go hating on me, but...
hating on you, what?
You know, like just some brands.
Depends, I guess. So each person's different.
Very trusted, very trusted brands with dermatologist ticks all over them. But you know what?
If it works.
Actually, I'm quite opinionated in skincare. Skincare that works, and skincare only works when people are going to stick to a full regime. And
can I touch on that? A full regime for a longer period.
Absolutely.
Do not use it for 2 weeks and go, my skin hasn't changed. No, no, no. Your cellular turnover is not going to love you.
This doesn't work for me.
Long but period.
What it's done, like, because I will make these suggestions and I'll say, look, it's $20 down at Chemist Warehouse. Start on that. Let's get your skin used to that. And then we can look at your more advanced. Their jawline nearly hits the floor. Like, that is a client for life. Because I haven't felt sold to, and because it's the number one thing that stops clients going into skin clinics in the first place. Oh, they're going to sell me $300 worth of stuff that I'm never going to use. Do not get me wrong when I say I know that we are creating solutions, but I do. All I'm doing here is opening up the discussion for thinking bigger and broader, that you do not need to be doing what every other person is doing. Learn from your favorite people in the industry as to what they're doing, and then find your own groove. I've found my groove because I know what I'm talking about. And I know a fair bit about ingredients, so I know what to look for. But I'm going to admit, like I see some people, and I wonder, how do they know the first thing about skin?
Yeah.
So pick your way of doing things that really works to your voice and your way of working.
Correct. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Couldn't disagree more. Agree more.
Couldn't.
I'm not disagreeing. I couldn't agree more.
So do you agree or disagree?
I agree. I don't necessarily agree with going to Chemist Warehouse. However, but it works for your clients. And again, it is a stepping stone.
My clients have never used anything but Dove on their face. Like, that's where I'm going with this.
Yeah, no, if you're using Dove on your face, please stop. Just please stop saying that. I think I had a client once. She goes, oh, I've got a 3-in-1. And I was like, chuck it in the bin. I've got clients that still use St. Ives. I'm like, put it on the floor and exfoliate your feet with it.
Still just use the shampoo from the head of the
hair. No.
That's where I'm going with this. Like, yeah. So build them up. You don't need to be selling an... yeah, there's a lot to also be said then about the retail space.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an area that I need to pick my game up on.
Yeah.
But it's not been not been my greatest focus, if I've got to admit. It's been providing solutions, but it's not been. Yeah. So,
and again, going into the future, if you don't have a retail line, that is not a bad thing. If you are someone who is solely skin and injectables without a retail line, think about, for future purpose, a retail line. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. I have Skinstitute. Skinstitute is one of the...
I started with Skinstitute.
Yeah, like, I love it.
I started, like, that was my bread and butter. That's where I started.
And it works. My clients know that their products won't cost them an arm and a leg.
I don't even want to be seen, if I've got to be honest, endorsing Skinstitute, but...
Really?
Yeah.
I love Skinstitute.
Nah, they dogged me. They dogged me when... Oh. Yeah.
Okay, we'll hold that off. But I love Skinstitute as a brand for my clients who have come to
Don't have a problem with some of their products.
Okay, perfect. We'll leave it at that.
Meh.
Again, this is what Scratch the Surface is about. We are two very much opinionated nurses who, quite evidently...
I've worked with a lot of brands as well. And I guess just to finish on that note about the whole retail space... I guess that's why I do have a little bit of, if you can't tell, I do get a little bit twitchy on the whole thing on retail. And it is because I do find it really oversaturated and salesy and people don't really know what they're talking about. They're just selling taking it. What they've heard from the BDM that sold them the stuff. And, you know, like there's a lot of ethical question marks, I guess, that I've got against the industry in that regard from a retail space. But... Look, I don't have an allegiance with one brand, and that is also down to I like certain products from different brands.
Yeah.
But there's certainly some that are just absolutely incredible. And if you've done a shout out to Skinstitute, I'll certainly do a big shout out to InSkin Cosmetics.
But you'll find out there and you'll find what works for you. For me and my clients, they don't want anything ridiculous, and I'm sure yours don't either. It's you're not
nobody
gonna...
does no. nobody nobody's nobody no. Not even my wealthy clients care for spending a lot on retail at the moment.
If you're again doing your job and you're educating your clients and you know your fundamentals, you can find your fundamentals in any skincare. It doesn't matter what brand, to be honest with you. For me, it just works. It's price pointed and it works for my clients, and that's where I'll end with that. Talking about going into the future, I guess we obviously just touched on retail spaces, retail products, but Sarah, what are you going to do over the next 12 months to, I guess, bring clientele through the door, but also keep the clients that you've currently got? What's something new? What are we not doing? What are we doing?
I guess it's all a continuation of what I've been doing with all of my data collection. Yep. And I want to be able to, at the touch of a button, be able to pull up any client file or any data selection, so to speak, of what I've been doing to market. And I guess where I'm even going with this now is, until it's a no, it's a yes. So I'm not saying that from a spam point of view, but a huge value add, you know, a monthly newsletter to be really engaging in. I'm bringing in a lot of new treatments, mainly skin focused, but, you know, really bringing in the excitement and a newsletter to hopefully lead into some bookings. Look, email campaigns.
I like them.
I still think they need to be done. You know, people are very opinionated on them. If you're not email marketing,
step it up.
You just need to be, especially with how easy they are to create. Oh,
so easy, so easy.
So easy.
I just think it's... If a client doesn't want email marketing, they can opt out for it and they'll stay stop. They'll say stop, whether it's emails or text messages.
I would rather my clients opt out. If they don't want to be hearing from me, then opt out. That's fine.
It's no skin off our nose.
No.
But I love my email marketing. Sometimes on my lunch break, I'm bad for flights and that. I'm like, oh, flight's here, flight's there. I may not book it, but I know in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, that was on special. Same with if you've got specials coming up in the clinic.
Do they have any specials for Bali?
Yeah, $287 for turn.
Wow, when are we going? Let's go.
I did try and have a look at it, to be fair. But again, it sparks a conversation. They may not book in, but it's in the back of their head. And they go, oh, my skin.
You've bothered to keep them in the loop. And I do think that that's your vital.
Yeah.
It's your finger on the pulse as far as your larger community goes. Yeah. The other thing that I'm doing, so from that data collection, is SMS marketing. So I have been importing the data that I've been working on into, it's called ClickSend. So it's like a business communications tool. It's an app that's on my phone. I can send an SMS blast to the entire client database, or I can pinpoint a few of them. So today, for example, I selected 20 of my clients that I haven't seen for a little while. I'm about to launch a new skin treatment. I sent them a special offer, and you know, just text back to reply. So it's very personal. It's still coming from me. I've still typed the text message, but it has come from
an automated.
From a tool. So then you can see like your open rates. So that's being able to be a lot more data specific and be to know what's working, what's not, what's getting opened, what's getting clicked. And with that being said, I haven't really been all over keeping my clients in the know as to where I'll be, when, where, what dates, and making it easy for them to book in. I feel like that's been the old way of business for me, is that they have just found their way to book in. Whereas now, no, I'm going to be front of mind. There's a reminder going out to each of those databases. So they're all separate databases. There's a text message that'll go out 48 hours before my arrival at that clinic, and a week or 10 days before that day as well. So there's plenty of reminders. The only reason people aren't booking in is because they don't want to. That's it. It's not because I haven't given them my updates. So I feel like that's my greatest ability to not just drive my business, but to keep my community of clients as close as possible.
Yeah.
If they don't know, they don't know.
Yeah. I love that. I think for me, going into the next 12 months, I'm definitely going to be doing the same. Again, marketing, huge up there. Again, reiterating what you've said, SMS marketing, email marketing, it is as easy as a touch of a finger. It's still personalized. It still comes from me, still signs off with Enhanced Cosmetics. But I'm just reminding my clients, even though I've only recently just seen them, that yes, they may be due for this, or it is coming up to Christmas. Books are getting a bit busy. Don't forget that we have an appointment ready for you.
Yeah.
The one thing I have done previously and I will be doing in the future, I actually have one coming up, is giveaways. And I know people sometimes are against this, and it can be very difficult with new legislations coming in regards to what you can and what you cannot give away, but it does not hurt to collaborate with other businesses around you or other, I guess, companies to give something away to your clients. It's something that you can post on social media. It allows for their clients to follow you, your clients to follow them.
Giveaways are great. Yeah. 100%. And they're so fun. They really...
So fun. I normally do one or two quite a year, I think. Yeah. I think it's fantastic. I'm currently going to give away... I'm going to do a collaboration and give away with a dentist, which is very different from the usual sort of beauty services. But anyone
That's a fantastic idea, though. Yeah.
But anyone who's going to look after their teeth, who looks after their hygiene and their oral health, is someone who wants to look after themselves and they want to present well. Yeah, so for me, as well as the other business owner of Adore Dental, I think it just works hand in hand.
Yeah.
And it's a perfect little giveaway coming up into Christmas. And I used to shy away from it. I'm like, oh, well, I don't really want to give away product. But it works. I've had so many people just follow me on social media from giveaways that I did 1 or 2 years ago. And again, it's a constant reminder of what we do. And they every now and again go onto Instagram and here I am on the newsfeed talking. And one day it might not, I guess, appeal to them, but one day it might. So for me, what's a skin treatment for an hour giving away complimentary for a handful of clients? So I think if you're not implementing giveaways, get on board that. Even allows for you to explore other people in your area or other services 100%. That people are providing. So if there is something that I guess you're not providing but someone else is, cross refer.
Yep.
And I don't know if you do. That's another thing I wanted to touch base on is referral programs.
Yeah. On that note, there's a lot to be said about collaborations, your local community and collaborations. We need to do a full episode on that.
Mm-hmm.
Referrals, I'm going to come back to on that, but I had another thought. Just to double down on your T's and C's on giveaways, if anyone is considering thinking about doing it, just that it would need to be a voucher or a giveaway towards a skin treatment, not injectables, nothing that is scripted. Just a little reminder on that.
Yes, yes. And again, we haven't gone into, I guess, an episode as of
that.
It's self-explanatory.
It's pretty easy to understand.
Any nurse who's in this industry at the moment knows that.
Yeah, that's right.
It's up in the air, but giveaways at the moment, it is skin treatment and it is a voucher rather than a product to be given away, which is, again, something that is taken off my hands and it's given to my social media marketing, which is another reason why I am so grateful for having her. But, touching base on referral programs.
Oh, I'm going to be honest, it does hit another little sensitive spot, I guess, because, I've never had to do a program before. I'd like to, but then I also feel like...
I'm going to change your mind on that. Referral, I don't have a referral program as such, but word of mouth is one of the biggest ways
It's the sole reason I even exist.
Yeah, and it is what is going to make your business thrive. I have, for me, if a client comes in and they have been referred by a friend or a business and they mention that name, they get $25 off their treatment that day, and the person that was referring them also gets $25 on their file. And for me, going back to Fresher, yes, okay, takes maybe 30% via booking the app. But for me, I don't mind losing $25 if it allows for me to have a client in the door.
No, that's smart. Yeah. That's 100%. I think $25 is nothing, really.
Nothing.
Look, I do have a referral program that it's actually $75 off.
Yep. They're lucky.
Yeah.
My clients aren't getting that.
Yeah, look, there's some pretty heavy hitters out there as far as referral.
Oh, I've seen 100 to 150.
And I'm like, wow, Travis, broke.
Can you bank yours? So I've got clients who will refer 5 to 10 people and they'll have a couple of $100 sat on their file and then they'll get treatment done for Christmas and they don't necessarily have to pay for it because it's banked with referrals. That is my program.
If any of my clients are listening, no, you're not.
Again, two different people, two different opinions, which is why I love this podcast.
Yeah, okay. So then, where my mind does then go is you've got to absorb that cost somewhere. So then are you jacking your
price? You're observing the cost anyway, whether it's $25.
Totally. $25 I'm not worried about.
Yeah, but if your client brings in five clients...
Totally.
Five separate clients on five separate occasions. It's $25 here or $25 Christmas. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily matter.
Yeah.
They're just saving it. And for me, if that gives them more enticement... Is it the word entice? No, but if that gives them more of a reason to talk about you...
It is an enticement.
Yeah, not... Them. Yeah,
yeah. 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 I know. I do need to...
Shout me from the rooftops if you need to. Do you know what
I
mean?
Totally. Here's the microphone while you're there.
Yeah. You'll get $25 off your treatment. The more people, the more money. And it sounds silly.
No, absolutely. It's,
but
it's
it works.
It's smart business. It's just obviously...
It's a different way of business. It's not your way, which is so fine.
I think as well, because I've had 7 years of my business being built on genuine referrals, like where I haven't asked for anything. There's been no reward nor enticement. It just makes me feel a bit cringe.
And I agree. I agree. And I don't want to cheapen. I don't want to cheapen myself whatsoever. But some people, especially in this industry, get a little bit shy in regards to what you've had. But if they go, oh, look, a lot of my clients don't even know about my referral program, but I do it off the kindness to be like, you're out there on a Saturday afternoon with your family and friends, and this comes up in conversation, and you've recommended me to someone, and they've come in. As a thank you, I just want to give you $25 off. $25 is nothing at the end of my day.
Okay, so you're not like, you know,
I'm not, it's not plastered out in my bloody clinic room.
Like, I also have first treatment. I have a $50 off.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not to cheapen yourself. It's not a part of
my clinics.
We might have to implement it for
only one of my clinics.
But it's not about cheapening yourself, and it's not about trying to get more people in the door if you have this set in place. It's about saying thank you to your clients.
I totally get it. And now I feel like the Grinch. No, I totally got it before, and I get how my body language can probably come across about this whole topic. I just get a bit, I don't know.
But again, if you're...
Let's just move on.
If your books are quiet, $25, yes, is...
It's not that. Just,
what is it?
I just feel like...
Nah, get over it.
Okay.
No, start implementing a thank you to your clients.
Ins and outs for the week.
Yes, so Sarah's fucking taken over.
She's checked out.
You're in and out for the week, mate. What is it?
Ins. Referral program.
Thank you. You heard it here first.
No, ins are small batch SMS marketing.
Yeah, what's your outs?
Outs.
Again, I'm stuck. Small-minded.
Not following. outs, not following through with clients.
Mm.
So the follow-ups.
Yeah. Are you following up?
I'm getting a lot better at it, I'm going to admit. Like, I think it's been something that's played a bit heavy on my heart of just feeling like, oh, my game could be a lot stronger. This isn't... Yeah, it's been a soft spot for me, just thinking... I have such great strong relationships in the clinic room. I want to actually strengthen them tenfold now outside of the clinic room.
Yeah.
Because as we've spoken ad lib about, that level of customer care is where we're at. Yeah. That's not just in this industry. It's in every industry. It's got to be that next layer of customer care.
Mm, I agree.
And it's not just once they've paid the bill.
Mm.
So, you know, really going back to in-clinic reviews, or if they're perfectly happy with their treatment, just getting that in writing on a text and, you know, relaying, oh my goodness, it's your wedding week, or you're going away on your holiday, or I just think that is what you... The next level of customer care is needing these days.
I agree.
Unless you're a huge chain clinic, and then that's where then, you know. Different. Anyways, that covers my ins and outs. How about you, Jodie?
I'm going to take from you. My in this week is probably a little bit more on the email communication side. I definitely think I do a lot, but I love the newsletter idea. Even a way to tell people that we have a podcast, not that I guess our clients are going to be listening, but it's another form of two professionals who are educating other professionals. And I guess it will talk, it shows our clients that we're not just two injectors, that we actually have a little bit of passion, and we have a little bit of, I guess, eagerness behind us to teach other people, especially who are in our industry. So definitely going to work on email communication. I think my out for the week is, I think we touched base on it last week a little bit, but worrying about no-shows, and I guess worrying about people who cancel. Mm. You can't help the inevitable. If people are going to no-show you or cancel your appointment, obviously there are reasons as to why, and most of these reasons are valid, but I spent a lot of my past years worrying about, oh, this person's cancelled, like, is everything okay, or this person hasn't no-showed. I'm not worrying about that anymore. Like, I feel like you have
you had a no-show this morning.
Yeah.
What are you going to take away from that today? An action.
Take a deposit, even though most of my clients take, like, they will take, all my new clients have a deposit. If I'm rebooking you, I will still take a deposit. I think for me, my out was, I should have taken a deposit. It was a last minute appointment that she desperately needed. I come early hours this morning for a day that I don't normally work, and I unfortunately had a no-show. Mm. I'm not going to blame her. I'm not going to blame me. I haven't still heard from that client, but I think for me, it's a system. Yeah. It's teething. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it annoys the hell out of me because time is precious. Mm. And I'll learn from that. So yeah, that is my ins and outs for the week.
And funnily enough, I always feel like it's family and friends that are the first ones to last minute cancel, reschedule, or whatever. Well, that's generally what I found.
Yeah. I do and I don't. I think this was just a new client, and I think if anything, my family and friends are the first to be like, you've got a cancellation suite, let me in.
Because they don't
make appointments. You don't make appointments. So you just want the last minute cancellations. But yeah, so that's that.
Awesome.
Episode 3.
We're going to wrap it up. But before we do, we would love to know what you are thinking so far of the content. We are only doing this for the greater community of our nurse injectors. So without your support and a little bit of feedback, we don't know if we're even doing a good job. So, hey.
And we're just going to sit here and talk to ourselves. But thank you. We will see you next week for episode 4. Over and out.
Over and out.